Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
We're glad to have you, man. Very glad to have both of you here. And in fact, you're here on a day with, it's not a typical day for us here. This is, it's supposed to be like 36, maybe some snow on the ground.
That's summer out there.
I know. It's like 60 or 65 degrees, which kind of brings to mind, and I have not heard the story, but I understand, Matt, that you have a pretty good twister story. You were out in the Midwest once, and you drove through a tornado. Is that right?
I think so. yeah, we did. I think we did drive through a tornado. It was really dark, and we were in Texas, and we were driving one of those 1-800 rent an RV. That was where we were touring in. Had a big painting of the, or a picture of the Mount Rushmore on the side. So, yeah, and there was a big eagle on the front. So there was like eight of us sleeping in that thing, and sleeping on the floor and everything. And we were driving through the night, and we pulled over because the storm got too crazy. And yeah, basically we just couldn't go any further. Cars had all pulled off the side of the road because the weather was too intense. And so we're sleeping there, and the whole night the car was shaking. And there was one point when it was violently shaking. It didn't get moved or anything. We just thought, you know, man, that's a crazy storm out there. But we woke up, and then we saw some destruction around us, and they had said that two twisters had come right within, like, I don't know, a mile radius of where we were at, so, or half a mile radius. So, but, you know, you guys are used to that. We're, like, in California, so I'm like, it was an earthquake, man.
No, it's not. It's we're not used to, like, within a mile, most of us.
Oh, yeah.
So there may be some stories out here in the room. I don't know.
But then I woke up, and everything was in color, and it was awesome, you know.
That's great.
Now this, you know, to go way, way back, of course, you've been doing this for about a decade, haven't you?
I think so.
But you were a skateboarder.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I grew up skateboarding. So.
And not just a guy that, I mean, there are a lot of skateboarders, but did you do this professionally?
No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it professionally. I had some sponsors and stuff who would give me stuff. You know, as a kid, you make videos and things, and you solicit yourself to these companies and try to get free stuff when the money runs out of, and your shoes are worn down and things like that. So then you try harder stuff. So, yeah, I did that for a while. But not professionally. I had a lot of friends who did it. And, you know, so. But I eventually broke my leg, and so that's why I had to stop. And I was thinking about keeping going, but I was laid up for about a year and a half. Crutches for a year, and then, like, a full leg cast for that long. And then by the time I was got all that stuff off, it was just hard to even walk again. So it was another year of recuperating to learn how to walk again. So yeah, kind of. But by that time, I'd kind of started playing guitar and writing music and things. So then I was on another thing. But I do think, as far as skateboarding goes, it opens up the mind to a kind of creative outlook on the world. All of a sudden, you're looking at things with a little bit of a tweaked eye in a good way. So
I used to get that from mowing the grass.
But, what's that? A mole in the grass?
Yeah, you can think a lot because nobody can bother you. The mower's humming. And people might try and bother you, but they can't. But do you skateboard anymore at all?
Oh, no. I leave that to other folks.
Mm-hmm. It seems like everybody with brush fire is involved with some sort of a sport. You know, Jack Johnson and Donovan Frankenreiter, skiers or skateboarder.
Yeah, they're about to hire a new acoustic skydiver.
Oh, good. That would be very fitting. You've got a brand new album coming out, and even though you've had a few albums before this is your self-titled.
Yep.
And it's coming out here in just a few days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is coming out in a few days here. So, yeah, self-titled record. And we went to, Danny and I went to Scotland and recorded it over there.
Wow.
And so I never had a self-titled record before. I figured now was the time. You know, I didn't realize it had to be your first one. I don't think it has to be. No. This is my first self-titled record, so that is that's it right there. So.
Well, I tell you what,
I'll make another self-titled one after this one as well.
All right, Matt Costa really, too.
Make it really confusing.
I'm going to sit down, and I'm not going to ask you more questions. But you tell a story anytime you want to tell a story, Danny. You too, and And let's welcome once again to
it's
our...
It's a lot of pressure.
Sun King Studio 92 welcomes Matt Costa.